in which was a wondrous princess called Briar Rose, asleep with all her court. He told, too, how he had heard from his grandfather that many, many princes had come and had tried to break through the thicket, but had stuck fast and died. Then the young prince said, "All this shall not frighten me. I will go and see Briar Rose." The old man tried to persuade him, but he persisted in going. Now that very day, the 100 years were completed, and as the prince came to the thicket, he saw nothing but beautiful flowering shrubs through which he passed with ease, and they closed after him as firm as ever. Then he came at last to the palace, and there in the yard lay the dogs asleep, and the horses in the stables, and on the roof sat the pigeons fast asleep with their heads under their wings. And when he came into the palace, the flies slept on the walls, and the cook in the kitchen, and still holding up her hand as if she would beat the boy, and the maid sat with a black fowl in her hand ready to be plucked. Then he went on still further, and all was so still that he could hear every breath he drew, till at last he came to the old tower and opened the door of the little room in which Briar Rose